then upset him, make him angry. فَإِنْ رَأَيْتُ كَمَا يَنْبَغِي فَسَادِقُهُ. If you see him behaving with you as you would expect, then believe he is truly your friend. How many people, ikhwan, when you upset them, then you see their true colors. They become a worse enemy that you can imagine. Friendship. Loving one another for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In our time we have something even worse than that. Where people, you may have been friends at one point in time. And then all of a sudden, for some reason, you may have had a dispute. And then the person goes and spreads all of the secrets that you entrusted them with. Some of the scholars of the past, they said, a true friend is someone فَإِنْ وَقَعَتْ بَيْنَهُمْ وَحْشَةً أَوْ نَفْرَةً فَلَا يَتْرُكْ كَرْمَ الْعَهْدِ وَلَا يُفْشِي الْأَسْرَارَ الْمَعْلُومَةِ فِي أَيَّامِ الْأُخُوَّةِ. If a dispute or argumentation appears amongst friends, then this should not cause them to forget the agreement that they had at the time when they were friends, meaning that they would preserve one another's secrets. Not go on the internet like a devil in the middle of the night. I was in a brother's house, and the brother said to me, and it was 12 o'clock at midnight, "Ya akhi, why was you there?" Because this ikhwan, loving one another for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is something that is rare in our time. Another individual that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves is al-abd, al-taqi, al-ghani, al-khafi, the servant that is righteous, pious, self-sufficient, al-khafi, would prefer to remain hidden. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, as reported by al-Imam Muslim, إن الله يحب العبد التقي الغني الخفي. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He loves the servant who is righteous, self-sufficient, and would prefer to remain hidden. Doesn't want to be known. Doesn't want to be famous. Because some people, on the account of fame, they're willing to do anything. And that is why the famous mithal saying, if somebody wants to be famous, then they should urinate in the Zamzam well. Why? Because fame, if somebody longs for it, then very few things will hold them back. There's no boundaries or limits that they're not willing to transgress to obtain that fame. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, يُحِبْدَ الْعَبْدِ التَّقِي, the one who is pious and righteous. And that's found in the Qur'an, Surah Al-Imran, فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبَّ الْمُتَّقِينَ. Verily Allah loves those who are pious, those who are righteous. Another individual whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He loves, is the one who is patient. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He said, وَاللَّهُ يُحِبَّ الصَّابِرِينَ. Allah Azza wa Jal, He loves those who are patient. What is patience? Patience is حبس النفس عن الجزع واللسان عن التشكي والجوارح عن لطم الخدود وشق الثياب ونحوهما. Patience is that we stop ourselves from despairing and panicking. We withhold our tongues from complaining, and we prevent our hands from striking our cheeks or ripping off our clothes or any action that would show that we're being impatient. patience, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allaqa muhabbatahu bis-sabri wa ja'alaha li ahlihi. Patience of which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informs us in this verse that He loves those people who are patient. That's why the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said that hastiness is from the devil. Allah azza wa jal, He loves those people who are patient. Another individual whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala He loves are those people who place their trust and their reliance in Allah azza wa jal. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala He said, فَإِذَا عَزَمْتَ فَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ. And if you make a decision, then place your trust in Allah. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبَّ الْمُتَوَكِّلِينَ. Because Allah loves those people who place their trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What does it mean to place one's trust in Allah azza wa jal? It means صدق اعتماد القلب على الله عز وجل في استجلاب المصالح وضفع المدار. It means that you place your trust totally from your heart in Allah عز وجل, that He will give you that which is beneficial and He will protect you from that which is harmful. وتحقيق الإيمان بأنه لا يعطي ولا يمنع ولا يضر ولا ينفع سواه. And that you believe that no one gives or withholds or benefits or harms except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Placing one's trust in Allah. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, a people will enter paradise. أفئدتهم, they will have the heart of birds. What does that mean? It means that they place their trust in Allah Azza wa Jal as the bird places its trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he explained how the bird places its trust in Allah Azza wa Jal. He said عليه الصلاة والسلام, لو أنكم توكلتم على الله حق توكله. If you truly place your trust and your reliance in Allah, لرزقكم كما يرزق الطير. He will provide for you as He provides for the bird who leaves the nest in the morning hungry and who returns in the evening full. At-tawakkul, not something to be taken lightly. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, when he was thrown into the fire of which became cold, and it was a safe haven for Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. One of the fruits of placing one's trust in Allah azza wa jal, he said, Hasbi Allah wa ni'mal wakeel. Allah is sufficient for me, and He is the best of protectors. This is tawakkul. And when Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam placed his trust in Allah azza wa jal, he found the fire that it is mentioned, it was so hot that they had to throw him in from a distance. But when he was faced with that trial, he said, Hasbi Allah wa ni'mal wakeel. Allah is sufficient for me, and Allah Azza wa Jalla is the best of protectors. And from the fruits of that tawakkul, he found that the fire was cool and it was a safe place. Na'am. Another individual whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves